Howdy folks, Matt Sewell here, and this is the Popecast. Normally we feature brief bios on one of the successors of St. Peter, but this week, today, we're doing something a little different. A little Popecast extra for the Feast of the Chair of St. Peter. On February 22nd, the Roman Catholic Church throughout the world celebrates what's called the Feast of the Chair of St. Peter. So for those hearing this for the first time, you heard that right. Normally, the Church celebrates feast days for persons, men and women from every age who the Church has held up as models of holy living. But today is a day that celebrates a chair. Well, I guess at least what the chair represents. So in this brief Popecast extra, here's three things to know about the Feast of the Chair of St. Peter. The first thing, there is a literal Chair of St. Peter. There is a literal actual chair in Rome. The literal chair, known as the Cathedra Petri in Latin, currently resides in St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. Until the papacy of Alexander VII in 1655, the ancient traditional chair of Peter was trotted out once a year to exhibit to the faithful, and the Pope himself was traditionally coronated while sitting upon it. But Alexander VII noticed its dilapidated state, given that it was likely over 1,000 years old by that point, and decided to preserve the precious relic permanently. He commissioned the famed Italian artist and architect Bernini to design an encasement for it. As was typical of the time, Bernini did it up big. Not only was the ancient chair encased in bronze, but it now resides in the apse of St. Peter's Basilica, beneath that famous image of the Holy Spirit descending like a dove upon the people, surrounded by the fat baby angel-looking cherubim and flanked by four doctors of the church, Augustine, Athanasius, Ambrose, and John Chrysostom. So, there is a literal chair. That's the first thing. The second thing, the figurative chair is what we celebrate. So, Franciscan Media has a great article on the meaning of this feast, which I'll be sure to link in the show notes so you can read in full if you want. But they put it most succinctly that the Feast of the Chair of St. Peter, quote, commemorates Christ's choosing Peter to sit in his place as the servant authority of the whole church, end quote. Let's be honest. Peter didn't have the sharpest intellect, and he was a little slow on the uptake at times. But he did love Jesus with his whole heart and had the humility to ask forgiveness for his most grave of offenses. If you think about it, whose sin was worse, Peter or Judas's? Peter's. Judas only sold Jesus out. Peter denied the man in the flesh. But after Jesus rose and the Holy Spirit descended on them at Pentecost, Peter set out to do the task Jesus had given him with great fervor. Franciscan Media starts with Luke 22:32. Quote, once you have turned back, you must strengthen your brothers, end quote. He at once becomes the spokesman for the 12 about their experience of the Holy Spirit, before the civil authorities who wish to quash their preaching, before the Council of Jerusalem, for the community and the problem of Ananias and Sapphira. He is the first to preach the good news to the Gentiles. The healing power of Jesus in him is well attested. The raising of Tabitha from the dead, the cure of the crippled beggar. People carry the sick into the streets so that when Peter passes, his shadow might fall on them. End quote. So the second thing, the figurative chair of St. Peter, Peter's authority, the gift that Jesus gave to him, building the church on the rock of Peter, is the second thing and what we celebrate today. The third thing, last thing, it has spiritual significance to us even today. So instead of writing my own words here, I'll defer to the great Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, who had this to say in his 2006 general audience for the Feast of the Chair of St. Peter on February 22nd. Benedict says, "This is a very ancient tradition, proven to have existed in Rome since the 4th century. On it, we give thanks to God for the mission he entrusted to the Apostle Peter and to his successors. Cathedra, or cathedra, literally means the established seat of the bishop, placed in the mother church of a diocese, which for this reason is known as a cathedral. It is the symbol of the bishop's authority, and in particular of his magisterium, that is, the evangelical teaching which, as a successor of the apostles, he is called to safeguard and to transmit to the Christian community. The See of Rome, after St. Peter's travels, thus came to be recognized as the See of the successor of St. Peter, and its bishop's cathedra represented the mission entrusted to him by Christ to tend his entire flock. Celebrating the chair of Peter, therefore, as we are doing today, means attributing a strong spiritual significance to it and recognizing it as a privileged sign of the love of God, the eternal Good Shepherd, who wanted to gather his whole church and lead her on the path of salvation. again, given in Rome, February 22nd, 2006, Pope Benedict XVI. So there you have it, a feast day for a chair. Well, that's it for the Popecast Extra. I know we just released a full episode yesterday, so be sure to check that out on Pope Benedict XIII, Servant of God. But if you like the podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review at iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts, and tell your friends if you like what you hear. Also, patreon.com/MattSewell if you'd like to support the podcast, become a patron for a buck or two an episode. And then we're also, of course, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at The Popecast. So thanks for listening. St. Peter, pray for us. Until next time.